And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of February, 2017. It's the birthday of the writer who said, no matter how bad things get, you got to go on living even if it kills you. Sholem Aleichem, born in Pereyaslav, Ukraine, 1859. It's the birthday of the writer who said, if you want to appreciate the West, you have to get over the color green. You have to quit associating beauty with gardens and lawns. You have to get used to an inhuman scale. The novelist Wallace Stegner, born Lake Mills, Iowa, 1909. It's the birthday of Toni Morrison, born in Lorain, Ohio, 1931, author of the novel Beloved, about an escaped slave and the strange drifter she thinks may be her deceased daughter. Toni Morrison, who was divorced with two young sons working at Random House editing when she began writing a story about a black girl named Pecola Breedlove who wants blue eyes. She got up every day at 4 a.m. to work on the novel, which she called The Bluest Eye. She was 39 when it was published. It's the birthday of the novelist and scriptwriter George Pelecanos, born in Washington, D.C., 1957, best known for his crime novels set in Washington. He's also written for TV shows like The Wire and Tremé. George Pelecanos, who said, either you want to tell a story or you don't. Do you want to draw attention to yourself and your own writing and your beautiful style, or do you want to be invisible and let the story and the characters take over for the reader? That's what it comes down to for me. What comes into it with crime is just conflict. I like conflict in any kind of popular art. There is no greater conflict than life versus death. So there it is. I'm not that interested in the crime aspect of my books. I am interested in the characters. And it's the birthday of the British novelist Len Deighton, born in Marylebone, London, 1929. He was 11 years old when he saw the arrest of his next-door neighbor, a woman named Anna Wolkoff, who was arrested for espionage after she'd been caught trying to pass secret documents to the Germans. Len Deighton went on to become a spy novelist, The Ypres File, and also books about military history. He published a book called Fighter, The True Story of the Battle of Britain. Also travel guides and even some cookbooks. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, The Idea of Living. It has its attractions, chiefly visual, although shapes and lines, hunks of color and light, the way the gold light falls across the lawn in early summer, the iridescent blue floating on the lake at sunset. And being alive seems to be a necessity if you want to sit in the sun or rub your toes in the sand at the beach. You need to be breathing in order to eat paella and drink sangria, and making love is quite impossible without a body, unless you were one of those given, like gold, to spin in airy thinness forever. Joyce Sutphen's poem, The Idea of Living, from her collection Modern Love and Other Myths, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.